Map and globe skills. Use a time zone map. 1. Why learn this skill? Imagine that it is 7 a.m. on a winter day. You are having breakfast at home in New York City when you realize that today is your grandmother's birthday. Your grandmother lives in Tucson, and you want to call her to wish her a happy birthday. Is this a good time to call, or should you wait until after school? Because the Earth turns on its axis, the sun does not shine on all the Earth at once. When it is daytime where you live, it may still be dark in other places. For this reason, people who live in different parts of the world set their clocks to different times. Daylight has not yet come to Tucson when it is 7 a.m. in New York City. So the people in Tucson must set their clocks to a time 2 hours earlier. Your grandmother probably would not want you to wake her at 5 a.m., the time in Tucson, even to wish her a happy birthday. To figure out the time anywhere in the United States, you can use a time zone map, like the one on page 379. A time zone is a region in which people use the same clock time. Knowing how to use a time zone map can help you figure out times in other parts of the country. If you live in New York City, you can figure out what time you would arrive on a trip to Los Angeles, when to place a phone order with a company in Chicago, or when to call Grandma in Tucson. 2. Looking at time zones. People divide the Earth into 24 time zones, one for each hour of the day. The United States has 6 of these time zones: the Eastern Time Zone, the Central Time Zone, the Mountain Time Zone, the Pacific Time Zone, the Alaska Time Zone, and the Hawaii-Aleutian Time Zone. The Earth rotates from west to east, so time zones east of you always have a later time than your time zone has. Time zones west of you always have an earlier time zone than your time zone has. Because New York City is in a time zone east of Tucson, the time in New York City is later than the time in Tucson. 3. Understand the process. 1. Find St. Louis, Missouri on the time zone map. In what time zone is St. Louis? 2. Find the clock face above the central time zone. What time does the clock show? 3. Now find New York City. It is in the eastern time zone. What time does the clock above the eastern time zone show? When it is 9 a.m. in the central time zone, it is 10 a.m. in the eastern time zone. Moving east, you must add 1 hour for each time zone you cross. 4. Now find Denver. It is in the mountain time zone. What time does the clock above the mountain time zone show? When it is 9 a.m. in the central time zone, it is 8 a.m. in the mountain time zone. Moving west, you must subtract 1 hour for each time zone you pass. What time is it in the Pacific time zone? In the Alaska time zone? In the Hawaii-Aleutian time zone? 5. Imagine that you are in San Francisco, California. Is it earlier, later, or the same time as in Chicago, Illinois? 6. If it is 4 p.m. in Dallas, Texas, what time is it in Boise, Idaho? In Atlanta, Georgia? 4. Think and apply. On the map, locate the area where you live. Look at a watch or a classroom clock. What time is it in your time zone? Now, figure out the time for each of these cities. Seattle, Washington. Honolulu, Hawaii. Anchorage, Alaska. Minneapolis, Minnesota. Boston, Massachusetts. Lesson 4. Focus. How are people in other desert regions affected by their environment? Main idea. Read to find out how deserts everywhere and the ways that people use them are both alike and different. Vocabulary. Sand dune. Oasis. Deserts of the world. The deserts of the Southwest are part of a much larger desert region called the North American Desert. The North American Desert is just one of the Earth's large deserts. In fact, deserts cover about 1/7 of all the land on Earth. Different deserts. Like the deserts of the Southwest, some of the world's deserts lie in the rain shadows of mountain ranges. Others are caused by cold ocean currents that flow next to coastal lands. Some land is desert because it is too far away from water to be reached by moist air. Still other places are deserts because of their locations north or south of the equator. When people hear the word desert, they usually think of a place that is hot and sandy. However, not all deserts are alike. In fact, the only feature that all deserts have in common is a dry climate. The driest desert in the world is the Atacama Desert in South America. Even though this desert hugs the Pacific coast, it averages less than 1/2 inch of rain a year. The air there is cooled as it blows across the cold ocean currents. Most of the air's moisture turns to a thick fog that often covers the Atacama Desert. Temperatures in deserts vary greatly. Even deserts that have hot temperatures during the day often have much lower temperatures at night. The world's largest desert is the Sahara in northern Africa. During the day, temperatures in the Sahara can reach 130 degrees Fahrenheit, 54 degrees Celsius, in the shade. At night, however, the temperature can drop by as much as 80 degrees Fahrenheit, 27 degrees Celsius. Other deserts are always cold. Some places near the North and South Poles are deserts. The air there is too cold to hold much moisture, so little precipitation falls. The Gobi, a desert in Central Asia, is also cold for much of the year. It is hot only during the summer. The Gobi lies on a high plateau. Its soil is rocky. Like most other deserts, the Gobi has few sandy places. In fact, sand covers less than 1/5 of most deserts. Yet, the sandy parts of deserts can have interesting landscapes. This is because blowing sand often forms hill-like mounds called sand dunes. Sand dunes can be hundreds of feet high. Review: what do all deserts have in common? Desert resources. Water is scarce in every desert. Water often can be found only near an oasis. An oasis is an area in a desert where there is water. Most of the water at an oasis comes from springs that flow underground. About 90 oases dot the Sahara. People there grow grains such as wheat and barley. They may also grow olives, nuts, dates, and figs. Citrus fruits are grown with the help of irrigation. East of the Sahara is the Arabian Peninsula. Most of the land on the Arabian Peninsula is desert. In some areas, oases provide water for small farms and herds of animals. One desert, however, supports little life. This desert is called the Rub al-Khali. Its name means empty quarter. The Rub al-Khali covers most of the southern part of the Arabian Peninsula. In the past, people could not have crossed this desert without using camels. Camels are often called the ships of the desert. A camel can travel several days on very little food and water. The hump on a camel's back stores fat that is used when food and water are scarce. For many years, people thought most of the deserts on the Arabian Peninsula were useless. It was almost impossible to grow anything there. Then, in the 1930s, oil and natural gas were discovered beneath the desert sands. These oil fields soon became some of the world's most valuable land. Today, they still supply oil and natural gas to much of the world. Review: what valuable fuels are found under the deserts of the Arabian Peninsula? One desert story. Northwest of the Arabian Peninsula is the small country of Israel. Much of Israel is a desert, the Negev. Less than 4 inches, 10 centimeters of rain falls on the Negev in most years. The Israelis have turned this dry land into valuable farmland. The Israelis got many of their ideas about farming in the desert from the Nabataeans. The Nabataeans were a group of people who lived in the Negev thousands of years ago. To raise crops, they learned to collect the little rain that fell in the desert. They built canals and tanks to store the water. The Nabataeans also put stones next to their plants. At night, when temperatures in the desert dropped, dew formed on the stones and dripped down into the soil. When Israel became a country in 1948, the Israelis remembered the Nabataeans' ways. The Israelis built water storage tanks and irrigation canals, just as the Nabataeans had. They even used some of the Nabataeans' old canals. The Israelis also used new methods to farm the Negev. They have built large plastic greenhouses over fields to hold in moisture. Instruments measure the amount of moisture in the soil so that farmers know when their plants need water. Underground pipes carry water to the plant's roots so that no water is wasted through evaporation. Review: Who did the Israelis get ideas about desert farming from? Lesson 4 review. Check understanding. 1. Remember the facts. Where is water often found in deserts? 2. Recall the main idea. How are deserts everywhere and the ways that people use them both alike and different? Think critically. 3. Think more about it. How might desert life in cold regions differ from desert life in hot regions? Show what you know, art activity. Draw a cross-section diagram to show how the Nabataeans used dew to water their crops. Write labels to help explain your diagram. Chapter 11 Review. Connect main ideas. Use this organizer to show that you understand how the chapter's main ideas are connected. Complete it by writing 2 details about each main idea. A copy of the organizer appears on page 87 of the activity book. Write more about it. Write a speech. Suppose that you have been asked to speak to a group of citizens in Arizona about the need to conserve water. Write what you would say to the group. Write clues. Create a riddle for each desert described in this chapter. Write several clues and end with, "Which desert is this?" Challenge classmates to name the deserts. Use vocabulary. For each group of underlined words in the sentences, write the term that has the same meaning. Choose terms from the list. Arroyo, budget, city manager, cloudburst, nomads, oasis. 1. At one time, the only people who lived in deserts were people who have no permanent homes and move from place to place. 2. Some places in a desert may get half of their yearly precipitation in one sudden heavy rain. 3. Water from a storm may follow the path of an ancient water-carved gully. 4. In Tucson, the city council and the mayor choose a person who is hired to run a city. 5. Like other cities, Tucson has a yearly plan for spending and saving money. 6. In the Sahara, water can be found near an area that has water and is in the desert. Check understanding. 7. How have people in the desert changed their environment to meet the growing demand for water? 8. Who harvests many of the crops grown on farms in the desert southwest? 9. What is a general election? 10. What feature do all deserts share? 11. Why is land so valuable in the deserts on the Arabian Peninsula? Think critically. 12. Link to you. Water conservation is important in every part of the country. What can you do to conserve water? 13. Think more about it. Suppose that people had never figured out ways to bring water to the desert. How would life in the Southwest be different today? How would the United States be different? Apply skills. Use a time zone map. Use the map on page 379 to answer the questions. 14. In what time zone is Chicago, Illinois? 15. In what time zone is Eastern Kentucky, Western Kentucky? 16. Is Mountain Time 1 hour earlier or 1 hour later than Pacific Time? 17. If it is 7 p.m. in El Paso, Texas, what time is it in Detroit, Michigan? Read more about it. The Same Sun Was in the Sky by Denise Webb, Northland Publishing. A boy travels with his grandfather into Arizona's Hohokam country. Visit the internet at http://www.hbschool.com for additional resources. Making social studies relevant. Remembering the past. The next time you mail a letter, you may be helping people to remember the past. In Española, New Mexico, on July 11, 1998, the United States Postal Service issued a new stamp. It honors the 400th anniversary of the first Spanish settlement in the Southwest region, a settlement that was begun 22 years before the Pilgrims landed at Plymouth Bay. It also honors the oldest road to be used by European settlers in what is now the United States. The story of this settlement and the road that made it possible began in Mexico in 1598, when several hundred men, women, and children set off on a long, difficult journey. To reach their new home in the northern Rio Grande Valley, they traveled along an old Indian trail that later became known as El Camino Real de Tierra Adentro, the Royal Road to the Interior Land. After traveling for more than 6 months, the group found the place where they wanted to settle. There, on July 11, 1598, they started a settlement called San Gabriel. It was located near present-day Española. Over time, other settlements were built in the southwest. El Camino Real de Tierra Adentro, however, has mostly disappeared. In some places, trees, bushes, and crops now hide the trail. In other places, the trail has been replaced by highways and railroads. This historic road may be gone, but thanks to the efforts of people to remember the past, it is not forgotten. Think and apply. Think about all the different things that people do to help them remember the past. Then, think about a place or an event in your community or state that you think people in the future should remember. Design a stamp that would help people remember that place or event. Visit the internet at http://www.hbschool.com for additional resources. Check your media center or classroom video library for the Making Social Studies Relevant videotape of this feature. Unit 5 Review. Visual Summary. Summarize the main ideas. Study the pictures and captions to help you review what you read about in Unit 5. Compare and contrast. Look closely at the scenes shown in the visual summary. Select two scenes and think about how they are alike and how they differ. Then make a chart that compares and contrasts the two scenes. 1. The Southwest's Spanish and Indian heritage lives on in the region today. 2. Bringing more water to the deserts of the Southwest has changed them. 3. Desert cities are similar to other cities in the United States in some ways, but are different in other ways. 4. Having to share the Rio Grande has caused the United States and Mexico both to disagree and to work together. 5. The Southwest region has a variety of landforms, climates, and resources. 6. The Southwest is a changing region, and cities there have grown quickly. Unit 5 Review. Use vocabulary. Write the term that correctly matches each definition, then use each term in a sentence. Aerospace, aqueduct, candidate, compromise, migrant worker, reservation. 1. Land set aside by the government for use by Indians. 2. Having to do with building and testing equipment for air and space travel. 3. When each side in a conflict gives up some of what it wants in order to make an agreement. 4. A large pipe or canal built to carry water. 5. Someone who moves from farm to farm with the seasons, harvesting crops. 6. A person who is running for office in an election. Check understanding. 7. What are the three largest plains regions in the Southwest? 8. Why were missions started in the Southwest? How did they help the region grow? 9. What is the largest city in the Southwest? 10. How does irrigation affect water levels in the Rio Grande? 11. Which desert is the driest in the world? What caused that desert to form? Think critically. 12. Explore viewpoints. How do you think Oklahoma settlers who waited at the starting line before racing to claim land felt about the Sooners? 13. Think more about it. What are some good things that a fast-growing region like the Southwest can offer people? What are some problems caused by fast growth? Apply skills. Use a time zone map. Use the map to answer the questions. 14. In which time zone is El Paso, Texas? 15. If it is 3 p.m. in Tulsa, Oklahoma, what time is it in Roswell, New Mexico? Cooperative Learning Workshop. Remember, share your ideas. Cooperate with others to plan your work. Take responsibility for your work. Help one another. Show your group's work to the class. Discuss what you learned by working together. Activity. Celebrate a Mexican holiday. Work together to plan a classroom celebration of a Mexican holiday, such as those celebrated by many people in the Southwest. First, research a holiday such as Mexican Independence Day or Cinco de Mayo. Then, plan the celebration. You may want to make colorful costumes, prepare traditional Mexican foods, or sing Mexican songs. Activity: draw a map. Work in groups to draw an outline map of the Southwest on a large sheet of paper. Show where the region's largest cities are located. Also, label major bodies of water and landforms. Draw symbols to show the region's most important resources. Then point out places on the map as your group takes the rest of the class on a tour of the Southwest. Unit project wrap-up. Make a 3D timeline. Work with a group of classmates to finish the unit project described on page 327. As a group, decide which four events discussed in a unit you will show on the timeline. Then, create a timeline by writing the dates and captions for the events on large sheets of paper. Tape the timeline to the floor and use art materials to build three-dimensional models to illustrate the events. As your group presents its timeline to the class, explain why the events are important to the Southwest's history.